Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings at 7:55.
Yeah, it's a Friday, not just any Friday, it's Halloween, and while you're probably going to get your share of sugar candy out of the kids' bowls tonight, you're going to need some substance to make it through the rest of the weekend,
that's
and
right.
That's where Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering comes in with today's recipe. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, yes, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
We're doing just fine. So what are we making this weekend?
Well, I thought we'd... we'll make a cowboy quiche. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. A quiche good enough for cowboys.
All right.
You just put lots of bacon and onions and even a cowboy quiche, okay?
Yeah, you're right. So this, actually, looking at the recipe, it looks awesome and fairly easy to make. How would you go about making it, Alec?
Well, you can go and get you one of those nice deep dish pie shells out of the freezer at the grocery store. You ain't got to make your own pie crust, okay? I ain't going to put you through that, all right? Well, but you can if you know how to do that. But anyhow, I just saute. I get a nice yellow onion. I chop it all up really fine, and I saute it till it's just about yellow. It's cooked so much, it's like really caramelized. And then, of course, I cook me up a whole bunch of bacon, like about 8 slices of bacon, at least a half a pound, maybe a little bit more, And I cook that up till it's good and crunchy and crispy. I mix the bacon and the onions together. And then, of course, I whip me up about eight eggs to fill up the large pie shell, the deep dish pie shell. And I work that in with a little heavy cream and egg. And a little salt and pepper, and I put some cheese in there, some shredded cheddar in there, and I whip it all together. I pour it in the pie shell, stick it on a little baking sheet pan, and I put it in the oven. I bake it for 40, 45 minutes till it's got a nice little brown crust. You can put some foil over if you don't want the crust to actually burn a little bit, but. Anyhow, man, it just bakes up real good. When you cut it and eat it, man, it's just bacon and onions.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
Wow, that sounds really good. Make you want to ride a horse, right?
Yeah.
Cowboy quiche.
After a day, for a day of branding longhorns and mending fences, and then I come in and the quiche is right there.
Quiche is ready.
I'm like, thank you, Alec. God love you, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Take off your spurs. I got you, all right?
I got you, man.
That's right. Alec, if folks want to have Naaman's Catering come out and cater for them or pick up some of the great heat and eat meals that you have available, you can just pop in the oven. How can they do that?
Man, listen, we've got the holiday menu out with turkeys. We can fry them, we can roast them, we can smoke them, and then we've got all of our holiday meals out. So you're going to get that on the books. And if you want a corporate lunch at your office, you just call us. We'll bring you turkey and ham and make all the fixings for you. 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. Like us on Facebook. And what am I going to tell you? Because my Jags play Louisiana tomorrow. So we're going to have to do a little Cajun talking. So what I say, Jags.
Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we're getting the cowboy quiche music sending us off.
Yeah,
too.
We are. Cowboy quiche. I've got about 1.5 million things I could say about that, and I will say none of them.
Paul Feinbaum joins us next. Football Fridays with Feinbaum, presented by Bryant Bank.